Harvey Heights, a potential reconfiguration of the highway off-ramp in Harvey Heights, often referred to as the Birdcage, could be taking place in the coming years. MD of Bighorn Council received a staff report and third-party engineering review of the potential plans to collect more information for future budgets, if the redesign moves forward. Bill Luca, the municipality's director of operations, told council if Aligned Alberta Transportation has said it would take responsibility of the intersection but who will pay for what is still undecided. Alberta Transportation has told us they would take on responsibility for the entire T-intersection once it's aligned, he said. The MD has been at odds with the province. We don't believe the Birdcage is our responsibility. We believe it's part of the highway network. The review was first requested by Alberta Transportation to get a commitment from the MD of Bighorn to realign the highway off-ramp to a standard layout. If it proceeds, the realignment would help with potential development in the Harvey Heights commercial area. A third-party review found by reconfiguring the intersection, it would help with future growth and increased traffic demands as the commercial area is developed. Luca said the municipality has applied to have the province cover 50% of the project's funding through the Local Municipal Initiative Program. If it's quickly approved, the project could take place as early as later this year, he said. According to the McElhaney report, the project is estimated to cost about $888,000. Additional funding for the project could come from the off-site levy from the highway commercial area, Luca added. If it moves forward, the realignment of the highway intersection would address safety concerns, allow development to proceed in the area and resolve the ongoing discussion between the province and the MD of Bighorn over who has jurisdiction. The previous name of the plan, the Harvey Heights Transportation Master Plan, was also renamed to the Harvey Heights Traffic Review to avoid any possible confusion of people believing it to be a look at the entire road network in the hamlet, the staff report stated. We believe a lot of good things will fall into place, Luca said. The McElhaney report estimated the intersection has a peak hour capacity of 825 trips until upgrades are needed. The plan will return at a future council meeting, with McElhaney available to take questions from both council and the community. With the McElhaney report being highly technical, the engineering firm will provide an executive summary to allow residents to better comment. The staff report highlighted the municipality could still ask developers to complete a detailed traffic impact analysis in future applications.